Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Good evening and welcome to my home in Houston, Texas. We are live tonight. It's getting dark. We're getting ready to go through a time change here. Next week, I think we spring forward, so it'll even be darker next week. But welcome to the program, and I appreciate you being here. This is going to be probably in year 2021, hopefully, this is what I'm hoping for, the most awesome interview that we've ever had on our program, because we're going to be talking to a 10-year-old young lady that I am so anxious to get inside of her head and her heart tonight to let us know what she's thinking, how it feels, and why she wrote the book that she did. I'm just looking forward to it. I always like to invite each and every one of you to get on the Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page tonight. You can watch it right there, and I'm looking at it right over here to the side. We are live there. We are live around the world, iHeartRadio, YouTube Live, BBS Radio Live, and I don't know how many other. I'd have to take my shoes and socks off to count all the other platforms that we are live on. But this is going to be a great program this evening. Next week, I want to invite you right back here again for at 8 p.m. Central Time for Rebecca Ferguson, and she is an author that has just written, I don't believe it's been published yet, but I am working on writing the foreword to it, Jesus Girl Blues. Rebecca Ferguson is going to be here with us live next week. Just to kind of let you have a secret, in about 3 weeks, the last Sunday night of the month, we have David Ring. He is an evangelist. He has been on stage with Bill and Gloria Gaither on their homecoming videos, and I can't wait to hear his story. And he has cerebral palsy, and he's going to talk about the effects of that, the stress of that, how people deal with you when you have those kind of handicaps, and it's going to be a real inspirational program. That's the last, I believe, the last Sunday night of the month of March. So I'd love to have you in on that. If you want to get involved in the conversation, get on Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page, or even better yet, you can talk to our wonderful producers, Thomas and Don, that is out at BBS Radio. Don, Doug, Thomas, I don't know who's running the show tonight, but they are all there, and they would love to answer your phone calls at 888-627-6008. Now, I'll tell you what. A lot of times I ask you to buy books, or at least look at them, to consider purchasing a book. But tonight, I highly, highly recommend every library in our country to have this book, every school in our country to have this book, every parent, every grandparent, your child ought to read the book that our author has written this evening. It is a pleasure all the way from the wonderful state of Pennsylvania to welcome you to our guest to the program, Jaomi Douglas. And she is a 10-year-old born in Levingston, New Jersey. She started school at 2.5 years old. Now, I don't know how that happened, but we're going to find out. She currently attends charter school, Easton Arts Academy in Easton, Pennsylvania, and she excels in all of her subjects, I can only imagine, but her strongest subject is reading, and I got a feeling she's really good at writing, too. Now, her mom's a college graduate and former teacher and helps her with her to get better and enhance her writing skills by encouraging her to lean in to keep a journal. And how many times have you heard me say, you have to journal, folks. Everybody needs to journal. And we're going to talk about how important it is in Jaomi's life, too. But I really want you to hear that journaling is so important. And her mom has encouraged her to keep a detailed journey about all of her feelings and emotions. So live from Pennsylvania, Jaomi Douglas, 10-year-old young lady. Jaomi, can you hear me this evening?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. We just want you to kind of take a deep breath, relax. We're just two friends chit-chatting and going to have a good discussion, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And you told me just a while ago that you haven't done too many interviews, correct?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Okay. Don't worry. Only the whole world's listening in. So you're okay. And your friends are listening in and all that. So we're going to be fine. We're going to have a good time. Now, Jaomi, where did you get an idea to write a book? How did that even come about? I mean, you just decide, hey, one morning you woke up, I want to write a book. What made you decide that that's what you wanted to do?
Well, this is particular. I had experienced some situations in which I was being bullied. But there was this one boy in my class who really got me and hurt my feelings. So I told my mother, and she said the best way to deal with things is to write it down in a journal. And so I did. And eventually, it turned out to become a book. And I decided, why not just keep doing it? Because it helps me, and it might help everybody else.
Okay, so because I've read the book more than once, the character in the book isn't Jaomi, right? So where did you get the character's name? And I love it. But where did that come from? Hope. Hope is the young girl in the story. Where did you come up with that character name?
Because hope, it gives me something to hold on to.
Yeah.
And it gives everybody else hope. Hope is the person you can hold on to, the person you can relate to.
So am I assuming that this is a real story then? This is really about what happened to you per se? You may have changed a few things in the story, but is this pretty well about you? Are you Hope in the book?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this isn't the real boy's name that bullied you, is it? Okay, because I remember that boy's name, too. It's like, oh, boy, that really got you in trouble. But so you changed the boy's name that bullied you. But this book is about you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, before we get into some deep stuff, tell me why the title, and tell everybody in the world here, what's the title of the book?
The Misfit.
The Misfit. Do you have it there in front of you that you can hold up to us? Hold up for us? Yeah, show everybody what this looks like. The Misfit. Okay, where'd you come up with that? Why that title?
Well, because I've always felt like a misfit. Like, being in school, not just in school, everywhere. I would look around and I would feel like everybody is staring at me and judging. So, The Misfit, the title of the book is It's Okay to Be a Misfit, because all of us are misfits in some type of way.
That's interesting. I'm glad you mentioned that. Was there any other titles that you had in mind, or was it always that?
It was always that.
It was always that. That's the one you wanted.
Yes.
Is every word in this book from you?
Yes.
Okay. So it's really what you feel, how you feel, what emotions you had, what thoughts you had, reactions you had for what was going on in school.
Yes.
How old of a story? Do what? I'm sorry?
And at home.
Yeah, and at home. Okay. What kind of, how long has it been since this story was real in your life that you experienced it? So is this happened a year ago, 2 years ago, last month? How long has it been since this particular story happened?
About a year ago.
And you just mentioned that you've always felt like a misfit. Tell me how that feels. Tell me why you would say that. And, you know, take a breath and just really think about this one. Why do you feel like you're a misfit?
Well, because misfit, it's like being an outcast. An outcast from all the people who are the same. All the people who try to fit in. And you can't try to fit in if you're born to stand out. The misfit is a person who has so many differences that other people won't like it. Other people won't like it because they're not you. They don't want you to exceed.
Oh, this is powerful. I love this.
They don't understand what you are, how you are.
So
in that way, we're all misfits because we're all unique. None of us can be exactly the same.
Be a pretty boring world if we were, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the reason you're a misfit is because you are unique and you stand out in the world. So the negative side that when I hear the word misfit, I think of negativity. When you use the word misfit, you're using it as a unique, special person that has qualities that other people don't, that allows you to rise above and stand out in the crowd, right?
Yes.
That's beautiful. Okay. Fantastic. Now, I want to do this a couple times in the program to make sure that people know how to get this. How do you get this book if somebody wants to download it when we take our first commercial break? How can they get it? What's the easiest way?
If you want to download it. You can go to Amazon. You can go to Kindle.
Okay.
If you don't want to, like, read the book in person, Kindle is the best way.
Okay. That's what I did. I went on Amazon, ordered it, and then it came up on Kindle right on my phone, right on my iPad, and I could read it just right away. If they want the hard copy, they can actually order it off Amazon, right?
Yeah.
And it can be mailed to them just like the one that you showed us that you have.
Yes.
Who did your artwork?
Someone my mother found.
Okay. Nobody that you know, somebody that actually...
No.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, they did a beautiful job. Don't you think, Mom?
Yes, she did a wonderful job.
I love the artwork. I mean, it's really, really, really special. I can imagine that every child that would read this book is going to be not only touched by the words, but how beautiful the pictures are of it, too. It really fits together really, really well.
Yeah, she did a good job.
Now, Jaomi, do you have, how many more books do you have inside of you? Is this your first book?
Yes.
Okay, so you're already thinking about another one?
Yes, I'm currently in progress of.
Oh, you're in progress. Well, can you give me a hint? Can you give me the inside scoop on it?
Well, I will give you one thing.
Okay.
The title is called The Skin I'm In.
The Skin I'm In. I like that. Okay, so that's all you're going to let me know about. I'm going to have to wait until it comes out. But when it comes out, let me know, and we'll have you back on the program, and we'll promote that one, too. Okay, now, on this subject of, let's not talk about the whole world bullying right now. Let's talk about you. This is something that you went through about a year ago. And I really want to know, what does it feel like to have other people in class, in school, that were, using your words, that bully you? How's that feel, Jaomi?
It doesn't feel great. It feels really bad. It makes me feel worthless. Like, I don't matter. Because for someone to call you those things means they look at you and they see nothing.
And what were some of the things that they call you?
Well, can you repeat that, please?
Yeah. What some of these said, the mean things that they called you and said to you, what were some of the things? Let me inside that school on those days. What would they call you? How would they bully you?
They would call me fat. They would say I would amount up to nothing. They would call me ugly. Mm-hmm. They would say I was dumb. They would say I was stupid.
Okay. Just one kid, or was it more than one?
Sometimes there would be more than one kid, but usually there was only that one person.
Now, Jaomi, you know better than believing those things, right? You know you're a beautiful young lady. You know you aren't worthless. You know you're a masterpiece. You know you are smart. You know that, you know, I can keep on going just from what I've read about you and know about you, that you are a very special young lady. But these words do damage, don't they?
Yes.
So did it make you not want to go to school on certain days? Did it make you avoid people? Did it put you in bad moods? Or how was your reaction to when they would bully you and put you down?
Well, I would stop interacting with people, interacting with a lot of things. Like, if there was recess or any type of fun activity going on, I just would refuse to participate. I would keep my head down. So
on the cover of the book, you are the one that sets off to the side in the cafeteria.
Yes.
That's you. You kind of got away from people, so hopefully they would stop bullying you and saying bad things to you.
Yes.
Okay. Tell you what, on the other side of this, first commercial break, I kind of wanted, Jaomi, I wanted to find out when they said things to you and the way they said things to you, what was your reaction to them? And what do you recommend? Let me just say, let's pretend we have 5,000 10-year-old boys and girls watching right now tonight. On the other side of the commercial, I want you to tell me what they ought to hear if they are enduring bullying in their days, okay? We're going to do that and talk about that just on the other side of this first commercial break. I would love to have you call in. I'd love to have you comment right here on Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page. We have another 40 minutes with author Jaomi Douglas from Pennsylvania, the author of The Misfit. And we'll be right back after this first commercial break. Be right back. Finally coming very soon will be the release of my second book in the three-part trilogy, Overcoming the Darkness, The Roadmap to Hope. Now, this book will be an in-depth look at the many different facets and emotions that a person goes through when they're experiencing anxiety and trauma in their life, and they're simply searching for hope. And an exciting addition to this book will be a companion journal guide that will come along with it. Also, there's going to be something that I'm very excited about, the youth version of this book called When Dark Clouds Come, The Roadmap to Hope. And it's going to be an excellent tool and guide for teenagers dealing with stress in their lives. So stay tuned for the release date coming very, very soon for these exciting new resources. Now back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams on the BBS Radio Network. Welcome back. And we have with us today and through this evening, Jaomi Douglas, 10-year-old author of The Misfit. And she resides with her mom there in Pennsylvania. And she's with us tonight. And we're just talking about the story and the concept and where it came from, that this is absolutely, in her world, a true story that happened to her. She is the main character in this book. The comments on our Facebook page, Jaomi, are going just crazy, saying how awesome of a person and young lady that you are. My texts that are coming across right now are just saying some wonderful things about you. So you're doing good on a pretty fresh job of doing interviews. So you're doing well. Okay. So I keep hanging in there. Okay. Now, if we have children, 10-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 8-year-olds, boys or girls that are listening in tonight, and they've listened to this program for one reason only, Jaomi, that was to get your advice on how can they get through the day tomorrow when they go to school and there's a child in their classroom or their cafeteria that's making fun of them. What's your recommendation? What's your wisdom?
I wouldn't say to bottle up inside your head. That's never good. You should talk to someone about it.
Talk to somebody about it?
Just go home, go to sleep, wake up the next day and be afraid to go to school, to say something about it. If you go to school the next day, you say something about it. You don't let them keep on doing it to you, because then it'll just progress and make it worse and show that they have some type of power over you.
Ooh.
So talk to your parents, your teacher, your friends, therapist. Talk to somebody.
Okay, talk to somebody. So your recommendation is to not have them hold it in, right? Did you ever go through that stage where you held it in?
Yes.
Was afraid to tell anybody? What did that do for you or to you? That make it worse?
It made it a lot worse.
Yeah.
Because I would feel those feelings. Every time I would try and get rid of them, it would just come back. And my grades in school would drop from straight A's to slacking, not doing so great. So it had a really bad effect on me. I would cry at night. Nobody would hear me though.
Yeah. How important is writing this stuff down, that apparently mom you've done well with by teaching her how to journal and encouraging her how to journal. How important, Jaomi, is that to you? Because I have this book that's getting ready to come out here soon, and the youth version of this book, Overcoming the Darkness, is going to teach kids your age, it's books for your age and all the way through teenage, how to journal. there's a section in there that teaches you how to journal. How important is journaling in a young person's life?
It is very important, because if you don't have someone to talk to, there's always your journal. You can just write it down. Like, it's like yelling. If you yell and you're angry, you get the rage out. But journaling is a safer way. And I feel like it's more effective if you want to keep it to yourself, but not keep it to yourself at the same time.
Right. Oh, man, you are a very intelligent young lady. The way you're saying this is exactly right on target with what journaling does and the benefits. So what does your journal look like? What does it, well, how do you journal? How often do you journal? Do you do it in the morning? Do you do it at night? Do you use different color ink pens? Just a notebook? Or tell me a little bit about your journaling so other kids that are listening can say, hey, I want to try that. What works for you?
Well, I use a regular pen.
Okay.
And my journal is black.
Uh-huh.
It does a lot. It's like having a best friend, your journal. It's like if you don't have a friend, you have that friend who literally belongs to you, who can't tell anybody else your secrets. I write in it randomly. Sometimes weeks or sometimes days.
Yeah.
Sometimes I write in it for hours just to get things off of my chest.
And your mom encouraged you to do this for how long? Quite a while?
Yes.
So she taught you how to do that and said, hey, this is a good way to cope with stuff?
Yes.
Do you ever go back, Jaomi, and read it?
Yes, I go back and read it to remember those times where I needed help and I finally got it.
So it not only allows you to release, does it also allow you to rejoice, possibly, with how far you've come?
Yes.
Okay. Makes you smile like, hey, wait, I overcame that. I handled that problem. That's not as bad as I overcame that. I became victorious over that.
I still have the same journal I did when I wrote down my problems with bullying, and I go back and I look at it and I'm like, well, that really helped. Now I have a whole book about it. Now I'm successful.
I want to tell you what, don't ever, and if you ever fill that book up, Jaomi, have your mom put that someplace safe, because 20 years from now, when you're a best-selling author on the New York Times bestseller list, to have that journal from when you was 8, 9, 10 years old will be so valuable to you. People will want to know how your career started. And you can say all the way back there in 2020 or 2021, this is what my journal looked like. I lost all of my journals as a kid, and I wish that I could have had them, because that was my salvation to get through everything that I went through. So make sure you hang on to that, okay?
Okay.
What's this last year of being in this pandemic world of COVID? What has it done to you emotionally, socially, with your friends, and with your school, with your family environment at home? How has it affected you this last almost year now we've been in COVID?
It's affected me. I wouldn't say like that bad or that good. Mm. I mean, the good it's done for me, it's allowed me to get away from all of that bullying, that constant feeling like someone is judging you everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. Like not having to walk in school and feel like, what do I look like today? Do I look like a mess? Do I look fat? Do I look skinny? Do I look good? The bad, I mean, I haven't been able to speak to my friends. I feel like I'm going crazy in the house all the time. That's really it.
Do you still going to school online at home, or are you back at the school?
I'm still online.
Okay, so you're still doing it from home. Okay. What advice? Well, let's go. How does a person deal, a child, and even an adult, deal with the negative effects of bullying? How does that affect you, and how do you deal with that?
Well, how do I deal with it?
Mm-hmm.
I deal with it in a lot of different ways. One day at a time, really.
Yeah.
Because it's like baby steps. Yeah, you don't want to run and make it worse for yourself. Because trying to speed up and you'll make a mistake and you'll go wrong. Like sometimes bullying can make somebody else bully the other person. Like there's always a cause and effect with bullying.
Like, good.
In a different parallel universe, I could be getting bullied and that I could bully another person and make them feel insecure about themselves, which could drive them to bully another person. So it's always a cause and effect when it comes to bullying.
Yeah. So in this world that you're online doing school, have you ever been bullied virtually? Online?
No, I mean, not in school, on virtual school anyways, because that would be pretty weird.
They watch that.
I mean, maybe on other social media platforms, TikTok, you can get comments, mean comments, hurtful comments sometimes. And cyberbullying is not good. It's never good, but I guess I've had a lot of experiences with in-person bullying that I've never really been virtually bullied.
Okay. I have. Anytime you do shows or programs on the air and you throw yourself out there to the world, people say things, and it hurts, doesn't it?
Yes.
What steps do you recommend to prevent? Is there any steps to help prevent bullying?
I mean, there is.
What would they be?
First, you write it down. First, you write it down in your journal. Second, when you're ready, talk to someone about it.
Okay.
Third, you deal with the problem either with somebody or without the person, because maybe they helped you to do it wrong. And well, you don't know what other people are like going through in their lives. So maybe you should talk to the person that's bullying, because maybe they have some type of problem. Maybe they're depressed and they're lashing out, taking it out on you. And the sixth and final step. I mean, I wouldn't say become friends with them, because that's, I mean, you could if you wanted to, but.
That's hard.
You make up. Maybe the bully will apologize. Maybe not, but at least you'll feel better about yourself.
You take the high road, huh?
You be the bigger person.
That's good. Do you believe in the phrase, hurt people? I don't know if that's kind of a confusing phrase, but I use that all the time, that if hurt people are the ones that usually are the ones that hurt other people. Was that the case in your situation?
I guess, because when the boy who bullied me, he didn't always seem like, okay, like if, like sometimes I would observe. Instead of people talking to me or me talking to them, I would just observe. And he was still mean and bullies, but he was still a bully. But bullies can be sad too. Bullies can be depressed. He didn't look like he was that type of bully who had nothing going on, who was a perfect person, who was so much better than everybody else, because mentally he was better than everybody else. And I guess me and him, I don't say we are friends, but still talk.
So it's better now than what it was?
Yes.
Does he know this book is about him?
I hope so.
Does everybody in your class know that you've written this book and it's public knowledge that you have this book out? Does everybody know that since you're doing everything virtually right now at school?
I don't know. I know that some of my friends in my class know about the book and my teacher, but I don't know if like a lot of people in my class know about it, mostly because I haven't really told them. Mm-hmm. Only because I don't want them to feel like it's about them, because not everybody in my class is my friend, and at some point they've all been really mean to me.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to take our last commercial break. On the other side of this commercial, Jaomi, I really want to find out, and I hope your mom is okay with this, how has your mom helped you in this situation? And how could she have helped you better? Ouch, that may get you in trouble. But we're going to try to be real nice tonight. But I want to find out, what has mom learned on how to deal with your child when they are experiencing bullying? And as a parent, I would want to go put that kid in a headlock. And we can't do that in this day and age. But how does a parent deal with this, and what's been the good things she's done and maybe the not so good things that she could have done maybe better? Okay. We're going to find out about more of that on the other side of this last commercial break. And I would love to get some of these comments, some of these questions live right here on the phone, so Jaomi can answer them or listen to them straight from you. And you can call in right now at 888-627-6008. We are keeping Jaomi up past her bedtime, but Jaomi only got another 20 minutes with you, and we'll be right back after this last commercial. Call us 888-627-6008. We'll be right back.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
All righty. Thank you. I think, Jaomi, I think I muted during that commercial so they wouldn't hear what you were talking about with your mom. So there you go. You're back on. Okay, good. Welcome back. We have Jaomi Douglas with us from Pennsylvania, the author of, going to be, I just got a feeling, a best-selling book, The Misfit. And you can get it right now on Amazon. And it's like a 38, 40-page book. The illustration is unbelievable. The story is really moving, and to me, it's even more special now that we have Jaomi with us, and we're finding out this is a true story about her. And I love the character's name of Hope in the book. And if you have anything you want to get involved with in the conversation, 888-627-6008. And I can't wait, to be honest with you, Jaomi, to read The Skin I'm In. That's going to be good. So let me know when that one comes out, will you?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. Okay, now let's talk about mom. And you can whisper so she don't hear you. what did she do that really helped you, Jaomi, during this? Because you talk about your mom. I guess that's your mom in the book, right?
Yes.
That's asleep on the couch?
Yes.
Okay. So what did she do that helped you through this?
Well, she went to the school with me to confront the teachers. To help me, she told me to write how I was feeling down in the journal. She talked to me about how I was feeling. She made me feel more comfortable to make my bully acknowledge how he made me feel.
Okay. Was she always supportive? Did she always believe you?
Yes.
Good, good, okay. Okay, now what could she have done? Maybe just a little better. We don't want to throw mom underneath the bus right now, but what could she have done a little bit better that may have helped more? Because we have lots of parents listening tonight that may, their children may be in the same boat. What does a child that's going through this need that you may have not got right at the beginning?
I mean, my mom was pregnant like 2 years, so maybe she couldn't have gotten pregnant, but sometimes when I would try and talk to her, she was always like busy.
Okay.
And, like, if she wasn't busy, she was asleep. But everybody gets tired.
Yeah.
Really? I feel like my mom, she did everything for me. So I wouldn't say he could have done anything better, but maybe when I asked for help, it was a little bit quicker about the situation.
Yeah, I know I put you in a rough situation because she's right off the camera on the side of you there. And I'm sorry if that put you in a bind, but I just wanted to know because I think sometimes, and let's be honest, Jaomi, the parents, there's so many things going on in our world. Time is tough, but we need to remember to put this phone down every now and then and spend time talking to our children. And I was so guilty of that. All I wanted to do is work and work and work and thought I was being the best parent in the world. And I was really hurting my kids in the process. And my all three of my boys would tell you that. Dad, I wish you would have spent more time with us. I wish you would have been there for more for me. So I just wanted to hear what you thought about that. Why does bullying go on, Jaomi? Why do you think bullying happens in school? Why do you think this one young man, maybe some other kids in your class, do say hurtful things to people that's as special as you? What makes them do that?
Well, a lot of people say bullies are jealous of you. But my personal opinion is because somebody must have hurt them. Somebody must have kept them down. Somebody must have told them that they weren't good enough. So they're angry. They're angry, so they want to tell somebody else that. They want to make somebody else feel the same thing that they feel.
That's powerful.
Or because they're bored. They want something to do. But most of the times, it's because they hurt.
Yeah.
Because I know that if I hadn't got help sooner, I would have probably turned out like him. Being rage, just full of rage, being angry. No longer sad, just an angry person who wants to take out my anger on other people. Words do hurt. And that's why I'm wearing this shirt that says, "My feelings matter."
Let me see it. Can you stand up a little bit so we can, your shirt now that you're wearing?
Yes.
Now, let me see.
That's
yeah. My feelings matter. That's neat. Now, you didn't create that, did you?
Yes.
That's your shirt? You designed that?
Yes.
Are you selling those?
Yes. You can, $20. You can get this shirt. If you want to show, you can text this number, 415-856-778. And
415-856. What's the last four?
No, that's not the number.
It's a different number. 215-201-2711. And they have it in all, we have it in all sizes, so don't worry.
My feelings matter. And it's the $20 bill, and it's 215-201-2711. So you designed that?
Yes.
So have you sold very many of them?
A few.
A few?
I mean, we made them, like, not too long ago. I took a photo shoot in front of the library with it on.
That is so neat. I hope so many people order that you're going to have to call and get more shirts. I really do. I think that'd be an awesome way to support you and tell people, the people can tell you how awesome of a young lady you are and how you rose above this situation to become a very special person. And I 215-201-2711. Curtis, put that on the, my son, I'm talking to my son now, put that on our Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page, 215-201-2711, so people can call that number and order it, and we could all be wearing My Feelings Matter shirts next week. That'd be awesome. What types of kids experience more bullying than others, more teasing? What type of kids are hit with that more?
I mean, It wouldn't have to be a type of kid. I mean, it could be a kid who maybe has trouble with their emotions. Like, for me, I have, like, some... Like, I can get sad very easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hurt, and I would be very, very sad. Some people might say I was exaggerating. Well, it just doesn't feel that way to me. Kids who have trouble handling their emotions. Usually, the most confident, the most smartest kids might get bullied because of their brain. Kids and, you know, bullies will try and knock them down. Will try and make them unsuccessful. Like when I said that they said that I would amount up to nothing. Something like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't really have to be just kids with emotional problems.
Yeah. So the ones that are emotional, the ones that are a little unique, the ones that may be smarter or at the top of their class are being bullied so people can bring them down supposedly to their level. Why do you think that the bullying affected your grades? How did that get into your mind where you were a straight A student and all of a sudden your grades started lowering because of that bullying? Why?
Because I would always have that on my mind. I would always think about it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be thinking about reading or math or writing. I would be thinking about, am I fat? Do I really look fat? Will I really amount up to nothing? Am I really worthless? And, you know, it's just, it weighs on your mind. So you don't. You don't have time to think about your grades. You don't have time to think about anything else but what other people are saying about you. What the bullies are saying about you.
Yeah.
It'll always hurt. It's not like a one-time thing unless you deal with it. It'll always hurt. It'll always stick to you. You'll never be able to get rid of it unless you deal with the problem. And sometimes, even after you deal with the problem, it'll still hurt you.
Yeah.
Somebody really said those type of things about you.
We only have about a minute left, Jaomi. You've done really well this whole hour of talking and sharing from your heart. Again, if people want to get a hold of this book, the best way is Amazon, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you can act or?
Or you can text the number.
The same number for the shirt?
Yes.
Okay. So you can either text.
And like sign the book if you want.
Oh, like, you'll actually autograph the book? You're getting pretty good with autographs?
Yeah. Like if you text that number, you'll get a personalized copy of the book.
Well, what do you say? Do you just decide your first name or your first and last name or what do you do?
I write a message, and then I write a message to you, and then I send the book, like I autograph it, send it to you.
Like, that is neat.
Since we have the books, since we have like a lot of copies of the books here, we could just send it to you.
Okay, so 215-201-2711. You text that, call that, let them know you want however many books you want, if you want whatever shirt you want and whatever size, and Jaomi will actually autograph it for you and put a special personalized message in it just for them. Right, Jaomi?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Mom, thank you for sharing your daughter with us tonight. I appreciate that so much.
You are so welcome.
I appreciate your trust, believe you me, so much in the program of just getting to talk straight to her heart. And I appreciate that. Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome.
You've done a wonderful job. Jaomi, from the bottom of my heart, This has been one of my most fun interviews that I've ever done. And I just appreciate you being with us and staying up late for us tonight in Pennsylvania. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And I hope and pray that you sell a whole bunch of these. I hope your phone rings and rings and rings and rings all night long and all week long. And we're going to post this number everywhere to let people know to get the book by Jaomi Douglas, The Misfit. Thank you. As we always end up every show, we always want to let you know right before we go, no matter what you're going through, no matter if you're being bullied, no matter what's happened to you last week, today, or that's going to happen to you next week, there's always, always, always what the main character of the book's name in Jaomi's book is. There's always hope. And there's hope for you. Have an awesome week. Join us next week right here for another edition at 8 p.m. Central Time, live from Houston, of Breaking the Silence. God bless. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Jaomi. Good night. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific, on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.